You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. Dimitri live and dangerously local, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, Damati 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It is the audio path of totality, and also Dimitri live and dangerously local is the force multiplier of truth. So download that app. We got a very special guest here today. It is Laura Wakin Chapman. I'm actually stepping all over AC/DC. Well, what do I care? Anyway, so State Senator Laura Wakin Chapman, she is Gigi's and Chris's kid, and a very special guest. She is running for the Republican nomination for State Senate in West Virginia, the 1st District. And there are two senators in each district, is that right?
Correct. All so right. Ryan Weld and I represent the 1st District.
All right. You're about as different as two Republicans can be.
That is true.
My goodness gracious. We'll talk more about him in just a bit. So, full disclosure, she is a Dimitri 2020 LLC client. Transparency, she's also an advertiser here on the radio station. Later on, right after the 8 o'clock news, Stacey Gilson is going to be joining us with Ignite Hope, talking about the trafficking and the Epstein files. The Epstein files, my God, it's beyond unbelievable. It's beyond unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking more about that. So who is this guy that the establishment, the rhinos, the undocumented Democrats and the Republican Party have put up? Who is this Eddie guy?
Well, so there was a recruitment effort underway to try to find somebody to run against me, and my opponent is who they found to run.
Where do they find him?
Well, he used to be a lobbyist in Charleston,
of course,
years and years ago, and so he kind of is part of that Charleston circle, and he used to own Eagle Manufacturing in Brooke County, but yeah, that's pretty much what I know about him.
Okay, so my sources, rumors, are saying that he lives in South Carolina?
Yes, I've heard that he has a place in somewhere near Myrtle Beach.
Boy, that must be nice. So why would somebody in Myrtle Beach or near Myrtle Beach want to run to be a state senator in the northern panhandle? I don't understand this. Walk me through this.
You know, I'm not really sure. You'd have to ask him, but, you know, there is this push to get the conservatives out so that you know, these special interest groups can have more power in Charleston.
Sure, sure. And he is he's a former lobbyist on top of that from South Carolina.
He is a lobbyist, yes.
This is amazing.
A former one, yes.
Okay. So there have been some accusations. You can address those now if you like. Some of the radio ads and flyers and all that. You've been accused of doing just about everything bad.
Yes. So they're accusing me of raising grocery bills by 12%. And on the little disclosure, it's talking about the food dye ban. And I'm sorry
the fine print.
Yeah, the fine print. So food dyes, for those of you who don't know, are petroleum-based. They're not even food. They cause hyperactivity, cancer, all sorts of really terrible things. And these companies can remove those dyes with no problem because they do it over in Europe. They kind of take these petroleum-based, not food, dyes and replace it with natural things like spirulina, you know, natural coloring. And so we did pass that bill. It is tied up in litigation right now, but it's a good thing for kids. It really is, and it's a good thing for health overall.
So how does I'm trying to understand what this South Carolinian is saying, that food prices went up 12% because you wanted to get poisonous dyes out of the kids' foods?
Right, and it doesn't make any sense because, again, our law is tied up in litigation. It hasn't even come into effect. So
that's bizarre. What else have you been accused of?
Raising electric utility prices when, in reality, I've been fighting to try to lower them and to stop this crazy, you know, rate increase.
Yeah.
And again, that has to do with running our coal-fired power plants at capacity at 69%.
Why don't they do that now?
That's a good question. I mean, it's completely up to the electric companies on what they want to use. There is a formula involved, but I do believe that they're trying to move away from using our energy and just buying it off the grid.
And if they buy it off the grid for a higher price, then they can charge us more money.
Right.
They have no as far as I can tell. Look, I'm certainly no expert when it comes to finances. My wife handles our checking account and everything else, and thank God that she does. But it would seem to me that it's to the power companies, the electric monopolies' benefit to find the highest prices, so then they can raise their rates.
Right, and I actually gave a big speech on the floor when my bill didn't get through the whole process. And Metro News reported that one of our local, state electric companies enjoyed a $1 billion profit for one quarter of last year.
What?
$1 billion. Yes. So while you have the single, senior citizen who can't afford to put groceries on their table or life-saving medicine in their cabinets, they're choosing that versus the electric, paying the electric bill.
Something's got to be done about this.
I agree, and I've been trying, and I won't give up. That's one of my main priorities, is making sure that the cost of living is reasonable, and I do that through voting for tax cuts and trying to make government less burdensome. And this is a huge issue, and I think it is because of government overreach, and this PJM situation does need looked at very closely.
What now?
The grid where we're all the states are part of.
Yeah, you've got to break up the monopolies. Break it up like Ma Bell. I mean, it ended up being really, really, really good for everyone, but my goodness gracious. Right. And the media here makes me so sick, because they're in bed with the electric monopolies. You know, you have Erica Storch come in and, do some kind of a slobbering interview and never any tough questions. And, oh, there's Stacey Gilson. We'll get to you right after that. She's got a new hairstyle. She'll be joining us in just a little bit after the 8 o'clock now, Stacey Gilson. The slobbering interviews and the coverage, all the media, just no one asks a critical question. Except me. That's why she would not have me, she wouldn't come in here. Because they're like, why do you work for Monopoly? Price fixing. What the hell is this? Why? What are you doing this to us?
Right. Yeah, and I mean, obviously, there are some people who are paying more than their mortgage or their rent for their heating bills. And it's just not sustainable.
No question. Are you been accused of other things as well?
Not that I know of yet.
Oh, okay. Lots of people spreading rumors about you.
Yeah, it's Charleston. That's the way it goes.
Wow. Ryan Weld, why doesn't he, it's my understanding, and I could be wrong, Ryan Weld, the other state senator representing essentially the Northern Panhandle, the 1st District, does not support a lot of the stuff that you stand for.
Correct.
Why is that? Same constituents. We want lower prices for electricity. We don't want our Social Security being taxed. We don't want to pay. We want to pay less in income tax, and on and on and on. Why does he oppose all of this?
That's a good question. You'd have to ask him. I do think that we, have a very different sense of what the priorities are in Charleston. And again, part of the issue with him coming out in support of my opponent is because I supported Randy Smith over Tom Tacubo, who he supported.
Yeah, and Tom
Tacubo, he's a pulmonologist, a lung doctor down in Charleston.
Very, very liberal.
He is.
Very liberal. They call him a Republican, but I mean, he's an undocumented Democrat. Let's be honest about this.
Well, he's the one who did what was called the Tacubo Amendment to allow hormones for children to be able to transition.
My God.
And it was a limited set of circumstances, but really it was a big, loophole that you could drive a Mack truck through. And that was one of the big things that he pushed for.
And Ryan Weld supported that?
Yes, he voted for that, yes.
God in heaven. Mm-hmm. Also, Ryan Weld was opposed to the religious exemption for parents.
That's correct, yes. That's a big issue of contention with our caucus, meaning, the Republicans in the Senate. The conservatives support a religious exemption like 45 other states, and the others do not. And what's really crazy about the religious exemptions, and again, I've never pushed for no mandates, even though I'm sure that there'll be something coming out saying I did, but I want it to be clear, I never did. But when we play a game against somebody in Kentucky, those kids come in, they might not be vaccinated because guess what? Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Ohio, all of these places have at a minimum a religious exemption. And so we
let all the bordering states.
Most
of them, I guess.
No,
maybe
all of them.
All of them.
All of them.
Holy cow.
So we're basically, it's an equal protection issue as well. We're treating West Virginia children differently. And what's even crazier is teachers, staff, parents don't have to prove that they're vaccinated to come into the schools. And so
wait a minute, don't bury the lead.
Yeah.
You're telling me that liberal Republicans like Ryan Weld and his ilk, as well as the Democrats, want our kids vaccinated, no exemptions, but they give exemptions to the teacher unions?
They don't even need an exemption. They just don't even have to prove that they are vaccinated at all.
And they're in the same buildings.
Correct.
This is insane.
It is. It makes no sense. Again, 45 other states, and we are supposed to be Mountaineers, live free, and yet our children, we don't have parental rights in West Virginia because we just think that government knows best. And by we, I don't mean me.
Right.
I mean the people in charge that want to stay in charge.
My goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. Well, we're almost out of time here for this segment. What is going on with Forum Energy, the big giveaway? Hundreds of millions of dollars in corporate welfare to a company that's owned by multi-billionaires, including Bill Gates, by the way, the recent, constant visitor to Epstein Island. They were supposed to hire 750 people. Have they ever done that?
Not to my knowledge. And, I follow Facebook, all these groups, and I see that there's always a lot of layoffs. About
at
a
Forum.
Third of their employees, I heard, are actually West Virginians. The rest are from outside Pennsylvania, Ohio. But these taxpayer-funded incentives are a real issue.
Corporate welfare.
I'm sure that you saw the article about the green buses in South Charleston.
No. Tell me about that.
Okay, so before I got there, the year before, there was a green bus, so electric buses, and I believe that it was about $15 million that the state taxpayers funded to buy these buses. Well, the federal government just came in to Morgantown, where there's a fleet of these buses, and said they're not safe, you can't ride them. They're $15 million worth of just a scrap metal.
The racket when it comes to the environment and global warming and the hole in the ozone layer and climate change, all lies.
Right.
Everything's a lie.
Well, the fact that we're doing these taxpayer incentives for any businesses, I think, is a real problem. What we need to do is focus on how to make government off of people's backs, make regulations less burdensome, and make it easier for businesses to open up, which we have been. Permitting.
Why do so many Republicans favor corporate welfare?
That's a good question. It doesn't make any sense to me because taxpayer money, it's terrible when we have deficits, and it's also terrible when we have surpluses because now everybody wants to spend that surplus instead of giving it back to the people. Surpluses are a real problem. That means we're taxing too much. And so anytime we don't give the money back to the people, I have a problem with that.
I always give my guest the last word. Now, you're going to be joining us with Stacey Gilson in the next hour to talk about the trafficking of children and the Epstein files and everything connected with that. It's a million times worse than you could ever imagine. Mm-hmm. Read the emails, the Epstein emails, and why our government does not go after these billionaire rapists is something that could do a whole lifetime talking about. So, Laura Wakeman Chapman. You think by now I would know how to say Chris's last name and Gigi's, come to think of it. Whatever you want to say, you get the last word. My microphone is yours.
So I am a constitutional conservative. I believe in the Constitution. That's where all of our rights, need to be defended. I am unapologetically pro-life and pro-Second Amendment, and I will never do anything to hurt any of those. I also am pro-West Virginia Energy. Those are the good paying jobs, and we have more energy under our feet than any other state in the nation. I am not afraid to stand up to big lobbyists or, quite frankly, other senators. I will always do the right thing for the Northern Panhandle. I made a pledge to you that my vote belongs to you, and I have stuck with that pledge, and I will continue to do so.
If people want to get involved in your campaign, if they want more information, how do they do that?
So I have a website, laura4wv.com. That's also all of my socials, so Instagram, Facebook, and X, formerly Twitter. Again, laura4wv. And also, I will give you my cell phone, 304-280-2765. Again, 304-280-2765.
Okay. And you accept donations and yard signs? You put people can put up yard signs? And
yes. If anybody wants a yard sign, just personal message me and I'm happy to deliver it.
And you're on Facebook as well?
Correct.
They can follow you on Facebook,
yes.
Right?
Yep. Laura for WV.
Okay. So we're going to take a short break here with news, national and local and weather. And then we're going to be joined by Stacy Gilson with Ignite Hope, talking about human trafficking, what is being done to children in this area, nationwide, worldwide. It is beyond horrific. It's worse than you could ever possibly imagine.